And the pasuk continues, Chamishi ve'osisa paroiches, and you shall make a paroiches, a curtain. Techeles, out of blue wool, ve'agamon, and purple wool. V'seila ashoni, and red thread. V'sheish, marshzar, and twisted linen. And Rashi over here also says, like he said earlier by the Rias HaMishkan, that they took six strands of Techeles, and six of Argomon, six of Tela Ashoni, and six of Sheish, and twisted these 24 strands together to create one string. And they kept on doing that over and over again, and then twisting and sewing together all these strings together to create the Pareches. But each string consisted of 24 strings, six of each min. Maase Choshev, Yaase Oisa Keruvim. Rashi explained earlier, and again over here, Maase Choshev means a weaving in which the picture on one side is different than the picture of the other side. Keruvim, Rashi explains over here, it means pictures of creatures. Rashi before, by the Urias HaMishkan, said it was Ari Bitzad Zeh, V'Nesher Bitzad Acher, a lion on one side, and an eagle on the other side. And some learn it means the same thing over here. Even though Rashi says Briyos, he means what he said earlier, Ari and Nesher. Others learn that the whole Lashon of Ari and Nesher is Lav Davka, and Briyos is the main thing. There were different type of creatures on both sides of the Urias HaMishkan and on the Paroiches. The Hemek Dover is Medayik, that over here we find Sheish Marshzar, the last of all four Minim. And so too we'll find further concerning the Mosach Pesach Oil Moed in Pasuk Lamed Vav, and also toward the end of the Parsha, in Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin, concerning the Mosach Sha'ar HaChotzer, over there also Sheish is the last of the four Minim. And the Hemek Dover asks that we find earlier by the Urias HaMishkan, Sheish is listed as the first of the four Minim. Like we see in the beginning of Perik Chavav, Pasuk Aleph, Sheish is listed first. A second diak he asks is that by the Paroiches we find Maase Choshev first, and then Yaase Oisa Kruvim. First Choshev and then Kruvim. And by the Urias HaMishkan it says Kruvim Maase Choshev. First Kruvim and then Choshev. The Ayin, the Hemek Dover, who discusses these two diukim. Vinosata Oisa, and you shall put her, the Paroiches, al arbo amude shitim, on four pillars of wood. Mitzupim zav, these pillars shall be covered with gold. Vavehem zav, and their hooks shall be made of gold. Al arbo adne chosef, and the pillars were standing on top of four silver sockets. Just like the sockets around the whole Mishkan were made of silver, so too the sockets of the amude haparoiches were also made of silver. What was the purpose of the Vavei Zohav, the hooks of gold? Rashi explains that these hooks held up a kloinos, a pole. And this pole was used to wrap around the end of the Paroiches. This way, the Paroiches was hanging from the pole, which was hanging on the Vavim, the hooks. V'nosatas ha-paroiches, and you shall place the Paroiches tachas ha-krosim, underneath the hooks, the golden hooks that attached the two parts of the Urias HaMishkan. So you shall hang the Paroiches right underneath these hooks. And since the krosim came out at the 20th amo of the Mishkan, the Paroiches was hanging exactly 20 amos into the Mishkan. And this way there was another 10 amos that was in front of it, which was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 10 amos by 10 amos. Ve'vesa shomo mi beis laparoiches, and you shall bring there inside the curtain Eis Aron HaEdus, the Aron HaEdus, because the Aron HaEdus was situated in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ve'vdila haparoiches lochem, and the paroiches will separate for you bein haKodesh uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the holy and the holy of holies. The Paroiches was a separation, to separate the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'nosata sakaporis al aron ho'edus, and you shall place the cover on top of the aron, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when it is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The sequence of these psukim seems to be a problem, because if you look at the psukim, it says that they first hung the Paroiches, then they brought the aron inside the Paroiches, and then while the Oren was inside the Paroiches, they put the cover, the Kaporis, on the Oren. If you look at the Psukim in Parshas Pekudei, you see that this order is not correct. The order was, first they put the cover on the Oren, then they took the Oren and brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then They hung the paroiches underneath the krasim. So the order is totally backwards. And Ramban says that the Torah was not makbid over here to write the correct order, because all the Torah wanted to tell you over here was the purpose of the paroiches. The purpose of the paroiches was to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron was placed, and that is all what the pasuk wants to tell us over here. So therefore, it was not makbid on the order, and the correct order is what the pasuk says in Parshas Pekudei. V'samta es ha-shulchan michutz la-paroiches, and you shall place the shulchan outside the paroiches in the oil moed. V'es ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan, and the menorah should be opposite the shulchan. Al tzela ha-mishkon teimona, on the south side of the Mishkan, v'ashulchan titein al tzela tzofon, and the shulchan should be placed on the north side. And Rashi explains that in the first 10 amis of the Mishkan, of the oil moed, there was nothing. There weren't any kalim. So when you walked in from the Pesach, from the door, you walked 10 amis, and you did not bump into any kalim. But in the second 10 amis is where you had three kalim: the menorah, the shulchan, and the mizbeach hazav, the inside mizbeach. If you look to your left, 2.5 amis away from the wall, 2.5 amis away from the southern wall, was the menorah. To your right, on the north side, 2.5 amis away from the northern wall, was the shulchan. And in the space between the shulchan and the menorah, pulled a little bit toward the east, toward the Pesach Oel Moed, toward the entrance, was the Mizbeach Hazav. So everything was in the second 10 amis. To your left, the menorah, to your right, the shulchan. And in between, a little bit toward the door, was the Mizbeach Hazav. The Shach asks that L'chor the Loshon HaPosuk in Pasuk Lamed Hei is a little bit troublesome, because the Pasuk starts off V'samta es ha-shulchan michutz la-paroiches, and then switches over to the menorah V'es ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan al tzela ha-mishkan teimona, and then goes back to the shulchan to tell us where it is V'es ha-shulchan titein al tzela tzofon. Wouldn't it have been better to say it in one shot? V'samta es ha-shulchan, place the shulchan michutz la-paroiches, outside the paroiches, al tzela tzofon, on the north side. And the menorah opposite the shulchan, al tzela ha-mishkan teimona, on the south side. Why does it have to start with shulchan, go to the menorah, and then go back to the shulchan? And the Shach answers, because the pasuk wants to tell us that im ein kemach ein Torah. The shulchan symbolizes a table which is kemach, and since im ein kemach ein Torah, therefore v'samta es ha-shulchan michutz la-paroiches, the first thing you brought into the oil moed was the shulchan. First you brought in the shulchan, because shulchan is kemach, v'im ein kemach ein Torah. But you did not set up the shulchan in its place. First you brought in the menorah, and then the menorah you set up, and then you set up the shulchan. And that is to teach you that even though im ein kemach ein Torah, the ikur kvias has to be b'Torah. And since the menorah symbolizes Torah, therefore we first set up and be kaveya the menorah, and then we are kaveya the shulchan. So, and that is why the pasuk starts off v'samta es ha-shulchan, because to tell you that when you bring it in, the shulchan comes first, but when you set it up, the menorah comes first. And the pasuk continues concerning the mosach pesach oil moed, the screen, the curtain hanging at the entrance of the oil moed. Vasisa mosach, and you shall make a screen lepesach ha'oil, for the door, for the opening of the oil moed. Tcheles v'agomo mislashoni v'sheish mosar. Again, six strands of tcheles with six of agomo and six of slashoni and six of sheish, all twisted together into one chut, making a chut of 24 strands, and that's how they continued to make the chutim of the mosach. Masei roikem, the work of an embroiderer. Here, the pasuk tells you that it was not Masei Choshev, where there were different pictures on each side. But no, Masei Roikem, whatever picture was on one side, it was reversed on the other side, the same picture. Vasisa la mosach, and you shall make for the screen, for the curtain, Chamisha amudei shitim, five pillars of wood, Vitzipisa oisam zov, and you will cover them with gold, Vavehem zov, and their hooks were made of gold in order to hang the curtain. V'yotzakta lohem, and you shall pour for them chamisha adnei nechoshes, five copper sockets. There are three differences between the Poroiches and the Mosach Pesach Oil. Firstly, the Poroiches was made Maasei Choshev, and the Mosach was made Maasei Roike. Second of all, the Poroiches had four Amudim, and the Mosach had five Amudim. And thirdly, the Poroiches had Adnei Kesef, sockets of silver, and the Mosach had Chamisha Adnei Nechoshes, copper sockets. The Ayin Kliyokor that discusses the reasons for these specific differences. Let us see the Rashi's inside. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Poroiches. What is a poroiches? Lashon Mechitza. It is a language of a partition. Uvelashon Chachomim Pargoid. And in the Lashon Chachomim it is called a Pargoid. Dovar Hamavdil Ben HaMelech Uvein Ha'om. Something that separates between the king and the nation. Over here it is separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tcheles v'argomon zograshi, kol min v'min, every min hoya kofel b'chol chut v'chut, was doubled over in every chut, vav chutim, six chutim, six of tcheles, six of argomon, six of tlashoni, and six of sheish, which comes out that every string was made up of 24 strings. Masei choshev, v'arif pirashti, I have already explained earlier by the Irias HaMishkon, shezuhi arigo shel shtei kiros. Masei choshev is a weaving of two sides. V'asiyurin mishnei evreho, enon doimin zeloze. The pictures on each side were different one from the other. Kiruvim, tziyurim shel brios. Over here he does not say ari and esher, but he says a more general statement. Pictures of creatures. Yasabah he should make. Dalet amudim, the four pillars, tekuin, besech dalet adonim, were put into four sockets, v'unklioiz kfuin bohem, and there were hooks that were attached to the pillars, akumin lamala, twisted upward, lahoshiv aleim kloinos, to put on them a pole, sheroish haporeches karochbo, that the top of the poreches was wrapped around it, v'unklioiz hein havovin, and these unklioiz are called vavim in the pasuk, hooks, sharei kemin vavin heim asuyim, they look somewhat like a vav, straight and then curved up, really a horizontal vav. Vaporeches arkayud, and the poreches, the length was 10 amis, lirachba shel mishkon, went in the width of the mishkon, virachba yud amis, and the width of the poreches was 10 amis, kigavon shel kurashim, like the height of the kurashim. Prusa bishlish shel mishkon, spread out at one third of the mishkon, which means one third that would be left to the mishkon. Shehehe mena uleflim eser amis. From the poreches till the end will be 10 amos. The hemena ulechutz, and from the poreches outward towards the door, chaf amo, would be 20 amos. Nimsa base kodesh hakadoshim. It comes out that the kodesh hakadoshim from the poreches and inward towards the back, eser al eser would be 10 amos by 10 amos. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'nosata es haporeches tachas hakrosim. The poreches should hang underneath the hooks of the Irias HaMishkon. HaMecharvim Eshtei Choyvoreis Shal Irias HaMishkon. The hooks that attach the two parts, the two groups of the Irias HaMishkon. V'roichim HaChoyvoreis, and the width of each group, Chafama, was Chafama. U'kshepirshom Agag HaMishkon, and when you spread out this Irias HaMishkon on top of the roof of the Mishkon, min HaPesach u'lemayrib, from the opening toward the back, toward the west, kolso b'shnei shlishei HaMishkon. It ends two-thirds of the way into the Mishkon, because the Mishkon was 30 amas, and these each chayvores was 20 amas, so it ended at the 20 amah point, two-thirds into the Mishkon. V'chaveres hashnia, in the second group, kisasav shlishei shel Mishkon, it covered the last third of the Mishkan, v'hamoyser, and the leftover talui la'achorav, hung over the back walls of the Mishkan, lechasois es akroshim, to cover the beams, like we explained earlier in the parasha of the Irias HaMishkan. So it comes out that if the poroiches hung at the 20 amma point, it hung underneath the crossing. Maskil Adovid is bothered by the lashon of Rashi that says that the length of the Irias went from side to side, and the width went in the height from top to bottom. And he asks, if the poroiches was 10 amis by 10 amis, it was a square. So how can you call one part the length and one part the width? Usually length and width, the length is the longer part and the width is the shorter amount. But if it was 10 by 10, why does he say from side to side is the height and from top to bottom is the width? And he answers, because to the eye, it looks like from side to side was longer than from top to bottom. Because Rashi says that they wrapped the end of the paroiches around the poles which were situated on the vavim, the hooks. For example, let's say an amma of the 10 ammas was wrapped around the pole. So when one looks at this paroiches, he sees the complete length from side to side, 10 ammas. But when he looks at it, he does not see the complete height. He only sees 9 ammas. So to the eye, the length is side to side, and the width was from top to bottom. And that's why Rashi says it in this manner. And Rashi continues, V'samto es ha-shulchan, and you shall place the shulchan. Shulchan b'tzafon, the shulchan was on the north side. Mashuch min ha-kaisel, pulled away from the wall, ha-tzvoini, the north wall, shte amis u-mechza, 2.5 amis. U-menorah b'doro, and the menorah was on the south side. Mashuch min ha-kaisel ha-droimi, shte amis u-mechza, pulled away from the southern wall, 2.5 amas. Umizbeach Hazav Nosan Keneged Avir Shebein Shulchan LeMenorah. And the Mizbeach Hazav was put in the airspace between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Moshuch Kimo Klape Mizruch, pulled a bit toward the east, toward the entrance. The Kulam Nesunan Minchatzi HaMishkan Ulefnim. And all these Kalim were in the second 10 amas of the Mishkan. The length of the Mishkan from the entrance until the Poreches was 20 Amos. And the Shulchan and the Menorah were pulled away from the door, Litzad Mairiv, toward the back, toward the west, 10 Amos, 10 Amos. Which means in the first 10 Amos there was nothing, and all the Kalim were situated in the second 10 Amos. And you shall make a screen, zagrashi viloin, a curtain, shehu masach, that was like a screen, keneged ha-pesach, opposite the door. Kimoy sachto ba'adoy, I protected in front of him. Lashon megen, a lashon of protection. Masei roikem, it was the work of an embroiderer. Hatsurois asuris by maisa machat, the pictures were made with needlework. Kiparzuf shel evezeh, kach parzuf shel evezeh, the picture on one side was seen also on the other side. Roikem, shem ha'uman, it's the name of the uman, of the craftsman, the work of an embroiderer. V'loy shem ha'umnis, it does not mean embroidered work, it's going on the person that does it. V'tagum, like Targum says, oivayet sayer, the work of an embroiderer. V'loy oivat siur, it does not say oivat siur, which would mean embroidered work. And Rashi says, midas ha'mosach, the measurement of the mosach, kemidas ha-paroiches, was the same measurement as the paroiches, yud amos al yud amos, 10 amos by 10 amos.